McGriddles, a new McDonald's breakfast. So it's maple syrup infused. It's sweet, then it's savoury. Because the sausage, you know, and the cheese and the egg. Oh, it's got the golden arches stamped on it too. Make that make sense. It's hard to put into words, but... Until 11am, subject to availability. Fees apply to delivery orders while stocks last.
So imagine sitting across from someone you love and you realize that they can't fully hear you anymore. So you repeat yourself, you speak louder. Eventually, you just stop talking as much. And that's how disconnection begins, not all at once, but slowly and quietly. Today's episode is about changing that in a way that most people don't even realize is possible. Today, we're here to talk about hearing, but not in a traditional way, not complicated devices, not expensive solutions, but a completely different approach that's designed to make hearing simpler, more natural, and way more accessible. Michael Lung, founder of the Flow Group and creator of an innovation open ear bone conduction hearing device, is here to talk about hearing and his new device to help as many people as he can connect back to their loved ones by helping them hear. And Michael, it's so good to have you here. I mean, hearing's a real problem. As we get older, we lose our hearing.
100%. I think it's a lot bigger than people know, because unless you have hearing loss, you don't really know how important it is. And I'm partially blind, so I can personally relate to my clients. You know, hearing and sight are so similar, right? They're both very important. Of course, I couldn't figure anything out to make something to help people see better. You know, glasses are for that. But then I found something, rebranded something, because this is something that was. It was in China, so it was already there. It just never left, so that it couldn't really it didn't really do much in there. So I actually brought it to, I'm trying to bring it global, right? So, and make this brand even grander.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk about it. You know, I've been to concerts and the next day I couldn't hear very well because of the loud bass, you know, but I can't imagine what it would feel like. I mean, I've had elderly grandparents who have been losing their hearing, and it causes such a disconnect, because they're embarrassed and ashamed, and B, it's frustrating for the person trying to communicate with them because they can't hear what you're saying. And so there's a lot of repetitive, there's a lot of repeating, there's a lot of writing stuff down. And then eventually it just gets exhausting. And unfortunately, people just kind of drift apart. So do you think so many people delay getting help?
There's people that delay it because it's too expensive or they can't qualify for it. And there's people that don't delay it. They are told to get hearing aids, the traditional way of hearing. And I think over time, people are just used to just hearing about hearing aids, so they just automatically go to it. But as I started working with seniors, a lot of them were telling me they're unhappy with it. They own them, they don't wear them, which is a problem. It costs $5,000 to $8,000, and what's the point of having them if you don't own them, right? Or you don't wear them. So I found that odd. So I started talking to them, you know, by the thousands. I've tested thousands of seniors across Canada, and most of them tell me it's either uncomfortable, builds up earwax, costly, obviously, and a lot of them get it covered, right? Because they don't have to pay for it the first time. But many of them lose it within that time frame where it's like a 5-year time frame that you get new ones. So if they lose it within a year, you got to repurchase them with a full price, right, yourself. So some of them have lost 2-3 pairs within like 3 years, so they're just out like $20,000, right? So the earwax built up. Some are allergic to the material; they can't even wear them at all. They get rashes, irritation.
Right, because the traditional ones, they fit in the ear.
Yeah, you use your eardrums and your ear canal for those, right? So ours is an open ear bone conduction amplification hearing alternative. So when you wear it, it sits in front of your ears, so it's on your cheekbone, right? So nothing is damaging or interfering with your ear canal. It actually uses the skull to amplify the sound vibrations, bypassing through the ear canal into your inner ear. That's working, right? So your inner ear is your cochlea and your auditory nerve. So that will pick up the sounds and it'll convert it into electrical signals where your brain will recognize that sound, right? So depends on the person. Like if they have really severe hearing loss, we actually get people to combine the product, because you can use the hearing aids, combine our product and re-enhance the sounds even more so they can even hear further and even more clear. And that's for people with really severe. So we've got all options, right? And then there's people that don't need to wear hearing aids. They just wear our product and it's perfectly fine. They can hear perfectly fine without hearing aids with it. So,
right.
And ours don't have earwax buildup. It's rechargeable. You know, it's everything polar opposite hearing aids. And it's getting more and more popular because it looks like a trendy looking headphone. That's no stigma attached, right? And it works for people younger and adults to seniors. And, you know, people that are younger really care about their appearance. They don't want to be like, you know, I don't have hearing loss, right? So they don't want to wear hearing aids, right? So wear this. If you wear this, it's just you're wearing this trendy looking headphone, but then now it's an amplification. You can use it to socially engage with people now. So it's like a new, totally new technology that no one's ever heard of, no one's ever seen. So that's why it's such a, you know, it's getting more and more popular. I feel like every year is going to keep building and building, right? Because it really does help take away the social isolation factor for seniors because they feel left out. Participation goes down, morale is down, everyone's yelling and screaming at each other, you know, even workers, right? So now everybody is living in harmony. If they can hear better, so they can just talk in a regular voice you can hear yourself when you talk, sorry, so you kind of like lower your voice, right? And you don't need lip reading as much anymore. You don't rely on it as much anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I remember going to visit my grandmother who has passed now, but I would walk in and she would be watching The Price is Right and that TV would be blasting. Like I'm talking like right up. And I've heard stories of people who live in the city and, you know, they live near some elderly people who their TV is blasting all night because they can't hear properly, right? And so it causes a big disruption for many people. So, Michael, I just want to back up a little bit here. So can you just go over again why traditional hearing aids do not work for a lot of people? Because I do hear a lot of stories. Yeah. Can you let us know why traditional ones don't really work that well?
Yeah, so traditional hearing aids, they fit the person like to their specific hearing loss, right? Because the frequency levels are very different, right? So it's meant to hit actually different frequencies that ours apparently can't hit, right? So, but the problem is when people actually get their hearing tested, they wear them, they said they still can't hear clearly out of them, or they have to like kind of like do this or like, and they have to go back multiple times to get refitted, like just many, many things, right? And I think a lot of them got tired of going, and they're just like, why I keep going over and over again? They don't like going to audiologists to get their hearing tested, right? And ours, you don't need to get your hearing tested. It's meant for anyone to just pick off a shelf at Walmart. You can wear it, and it can enhance your hearing, like mild, moderate to even severe, right? So it gives people an easier access to use other than hearing aids, but I think hearing aids just, it's too small and it's too finicky and people get frightened of losing them. A lot of them lose them and because they're scared of losing them, they don't wear them. They put them aside. They're like, I don't want to wear this because I don't want to spend another $1,000. Then that's a problem because now they're back into the isolation phase, right? And it's even worse because it's right in their drawer, but they won't wear them because of fear of losing or damaging it. That's terrible. So
it's too expensive. $8,000.
Up to $8,000. So I have seniors that had to downgrade from 8 to 4 to 2. And of course, they're not going to be as good as the $8,000 ones, right? But because they spent so much, they had to keep downgrading until those ones, you really can't hear anything out of them, right? So really, then when they try mine, they can hear so well for $300. They're like, wow, I think we'd rather wear this now, right? You know, some might think it looks a little too young person, but they start to kind of forget about that because they start thinking of how hearing is actually better. So that's more important than the look. But yeah, I think the hearing companies overcharge. It's way too expensive, especially for low-income families. So we're trying to cater to low-income families. And that's the major population in the world is low-income, right? What are they using? They have nothing. They don't have hearing aids. They can't qualify, right? So for us, that's what we're trying to go towards. But yeah, I think the earwax buildup is another thing they really don't like, the inside the ear. It really it suffocates the ear. It's really tight. And some of them, if they say it's a not tight, but it's like, yeah, tight. It's just uncomfortable. It's something in your ear, right? And
Yeah, I remember wearing a pair of headphones that were in the ear, and I've got an interesting ear canal, and it hurt after a while. Like I was wearing them every morning running, and I just was shoving them in there, pushing them to get them to stay. And those are just headphones, and it was hurting my ears. And I only wore them for an hour a day. So I can't imagine having those shoved in my ears all day long. Like it was uncomfortable just for that little bit of time. I ended up getting more simple headphones that were more comfortable. And that's what I love about your product. And I think simplicity is so important when it comes to hearing aids, especially when it comes to older people, right? Like they want to be able to find it, they want to be able to use it easily, they want to be able to put it on, and they want it to work. And those are
Exactly.
four super important things.
It is
Yeah,
very
so I love
important. Yeah.
not just improving hearing, you're actually rethinking about how this is done.
Yeah, it's like a hybrid kind of thing, right? It's like a pair of, it's like a combine two products together, but make it way more
Yeah.
affordable for the general public to buy it, right? So, and it works for people all ages. So I cater to seniors because I think it's a big market and it's underserved and overlooked. So, and there's so many seniors out there. It's going to keep growing in population because the 65-year-old boomers are crossing over to the 65-year-old, right? So now they're seniors. So that population is going to go up 30%. So senior population is going to go up like the next 5 years. And hearing loss is going to go up from 1.5 billion people to 2.5 billion in like 30 years. So
Wow.
that's a quarter of people in the world have hearing loss, right? So you can see how this product would come into the picture. It would be great for a lot of people. And it's something no one's heard of, right? So it's not, that's why it's such a fresh breath of fresh air, right? It's not
Yeah.
something like I've heard of this, like, oh, like it's, they only know hearing aids and like some other stuff like pocket talkers, where it's like, I don't know if you heard of William Sound pocket talkers, where you talk to like this mic and it's like a walkie-talkie you got to carry with you, and there's always cords, you got to change batteries, so it's too much
Right.
going on, right? But it sold really well. But that was when no one knew about this, right? So that's why it's like, once it goes like out there, people are gonna catch on. Because I
Yeah.
do, yeah, I do a lot of in-person events, right? I like to work hands-on with them, so.
Yeah. Can you explain to the audience what bone conduction is in simple terms?
Yeah, so this is what it looks like, right? So a lot of these out there, but we're the only ones that have that amplification that aids hearing. So everyone else out there, they can only listen to music and talk on the phone, but ours, we can do that plus the social engagement part, right? So you can use it for conversations in small groups. You can use it for church. You can use it for anything really. Watch TV, right? It really amplifies, enhances that sound clarity. So the little transducer pad, those are the little pads in the front, right? When you put it in front of your ears, it sits right in front of your cheekbones. And that pad actually amplifies the sound, like from the data from anywhere that has the data, right? It amplifies the sound vibrations from your skull, and it starts traveling into your inner ear, right? So it really depends how bad your hearing is. So we have people that have mild, moderate to some cases severe hearing loss. So there are people that we couldn't help, and that's normal. You can't help everyone, but if majority of them are working, then it's good, right? Because there's limitations for everything, even hearing aids, right? So for us, we can't hit those really like severe hearing loss, especially because the frequencies are just too far-fetched, right? So the moment they wear it, they might not be able to hear clearly, and that's no point, right? But majority of people I work with, they can hear much better, and improving is the main thing, right? Sound vibrations is actually the most healthiest way of hearing, and same with this product. Open ears is it's an open ear bone conduction headphone is the most healthiest form of hearing because there's a natural ambient sounds. You're and it's an open ear design, so you can be aware of your surroundings, and it can actually minimize tinnitus, which is a big issue with people. They hear when they have a muffle, they're ringing in their head, right? It's only they can hear, but no one else can hear, right? But this
Right.
actually neutralizes it when you wear this bone conduction because of the sounds that are naturally coming in. It neutralizes it, right? So it helps a lot of different people. Yeah.
So why is bypassing the outer and middle ear such a game changer?
Because hearing aids, you require your eardrums and your ear canal to for the sounds to reach the inner ear, right? Ours is bypassing through everything, just using your skull. So you're not damaging, or you're not keep putting pressure in your ear canal. So it's just much more healthier, right? So now you don't have to worry about damaging further, right? And it works great with people with conductive hearing loss. So this product is actually helps people with conductive hearing loss almost like 90 to 100%, right?
What does that mean? What is conductive hearing loss?
So conductive, so when you have your ears, is the outer, middle, and inner, right? So inner is the most complicated type of hearing loss, like sensor neural, which is means your auditory nerve or your cochlea is wearing down. So therefore, you cannot pick up the sounds, right? So you need a cochlear implant or a very high-level hearing aid, right? So or us, we have to combine the hearing aid with our product together, and it'll amplify more sounds where it'll pick it up more, right? But people that have middle and outer ear issues are usually people that have like accidents, either accidents or either sicknesses, something like swimmer's ear, or people have gunshot instances where they blew out their eardrum. The inner ear is perfectly fine. It's just they blew out the middle part. So then there's this wall that's just trapping. It won't, the sounds won't penetrate through that wall, right? So
yeah.
Bone conduction is the only thing that's going to help it because you're relying on the skull and amplifies bypasses through that wall. So it goes into right. your ear, right? So I had people that couldn't hear for 8 years. The doctor deemed them deaf on one side. And the moment they put it on, they could hear as good as their other ear. So it was like, wow, like hallelujah, you know, it's like crazy. And it gets for people with one-sided deafness too, because we have a dual volume control, so you can actually change it on both sides. One's higher than the other. You can put one side higher, one side lower, right? So
which yeah, makes so much sense. Yeah, because there's so many people deal with that single-sided deafness for sure. Yeah, exactly. There's so many people that would benefit from this product. So I'm thinking of elderly, the age-related people with tinnitus, that single-sided deafness, and even people with cognitive decline, right? They I could see them using these products. And yeah. What I love about this is how practical it is.
Yes, it's very practical. It's very simple. Yeah.
Walk us through what makes your device so easy to use.
Yeah, so it's actually evolved. Eh? So my company's been around for 2.5 years. But so when we first started, we had the same kind of like product, except it had extra buttons like clicking and holding, right? So I noticed a lot of seniors had issues with it, like because they got lost. You know, technology is something they need to kind of get used to. A lot of them are afraid of it to begin with, so you don't want to frighten them that they don't want to use it. So because of all the
team to be on those phone calls all day helping them use it, right?
Like yeah, that's what exactly. It
yeah,
exactly. Defeats the whole point of selling to seniors that they can't operate it, right? So
yeah.
So we decided to make it one button to turn on, just one button, sliding button, right? And it can hold up to 8 to 10 hour usage, 1 hour to charge it. We put dual volume control underneath so they can use it for both sides, right? And our first product was only one volume. So it's like obviously like way different, one volume or both, you know, or low, medium, and high, right? So we actually changed it. We added a noise reduction chip, which is a big deal because a lot of people hear background sounds, which it drives them crazy for hearing loss, right? So it actually minimizes background sounds. Whereas hearing aids, some of them hear background sounds still. So ours is almost improving it even more, right? The fact that ours is very visible, you can't lose it. You can't lose this guy, you lose $300, right? So
and it looks super cool.
Super cool, trendy. People are starting to a lot of women actually come to my hearing a lot of my events. So 95% women come to my hearing events, and I always wondered why, right? So And I started noticing the men were not coming out as much, and men are more prideful, right? So they would get their wives to come, and then the wives would pass on the information. And after we're done, the wives would be like, "Can you go to room something something? My husband's waiting for you." So I do private testing with them, right? It was just funny. So I'm like going down every room afterwards. Like he's like, come in. I was like, okay. It's like so we're my men are very prideful, but now I have more and more men coming. So they come in clusters, like a group of like coffee, like they drink coffee together, and they'll come in groups of 10, and they kind of like support each other, like the little support cast, right? It's like, I'll buy it, you buy it, and then they kind of buy it together, and it just works so well. And I think when I first started, I had a lot of people not accepting it. And they're just so pro hearing aids, right? They didn't know about this, so they automatically just dropped it. But then after years of testing people and the group started growing, and then more and more senior homes welcoming me in. And it's a tough industry, honestly. I never thought I would actually get in the industry and get the respect and trust, because most of the time they would just do what they did to me the first time. You know, they're like, oh, I have this product, and they just hang up on me, or they're like, we're good, we have a hearing company that takes care of us, right? And that's it. So then I realized later that was just an excuse, because they don't know you, right? They're just scared of scammers. They're scared of people that just have, you know, taking advantage of seniors, right? So now I started working with them. They welcome me to their house. I eat dinner with them. You know, they like come and give me a hug. It's like, it's totally different. You know, they're like, oh, we've heard of you. You know, like I'm in different senior magazines, and like soon Bell Media to promote this. And my thing is that I'm not just making a sale. I actually sit and work with them. I care. You know, like it shows that taking time with seniors is a big deal, because they don't look at you that way anymore. They look at you as this guy that really supports them and really try to engage with them, so then they feel comfortable using your technology, right? So
Yeah.
yeah, so it's a whole ecosystem I'm building that I don't think many people can replicate. So
No, absolutely. That's beautiful. Yeah, it takes that trust, you know, and someone, especially seniors, they tend to get taken advantage of when it comes to technology. And so it's beautiful that, you know, you've taken that time to really earn their trust, and now they know your product. Not only that, but when they're used to spending something like $8,000 on a product, and now they're seeing this new product and it doesn't even compare to that price and it's so affordable, they're probably a little skeptical. So you have to prove yourself. They tested you, they put you through the waters, which is super cool. I love that. I love that you're creating this community. Is there an app that goes with your product?
no, you don't need an app for this, but
Beautiful.
it's so easy to use. But I'm creating a online like presentation, like how I usually do presentations, but I'm making one online with instructional video, so they learn how to use it. And then I'm going to put it on my website or send it to different senior homes so they can watch my events if I can't be there, right? Because I do a lot of in-person ones, but later I can't be everywhere, so people just watch the event, play it for seniors, and they can just learn how to use it with my online presentation, right? So
Absolutely. So then there's no app, there's no pairing, there's one big button, it's rechargeable and it's super lightweight.
it's so most seniors use it to use the amplification, right? So when you turn it on, it automatically amplifies, and all you have to do is adjust the volume, and that's it. That's all you need to use, right? And then you charge it. But if they want to go the next step to talk on the phone, then you got to pair it with your Bluetooth. So that's an
Okay.
extra thing they need to learn. And then there's a couple environmental modes in the back, so they don't touch it unless they really are techier seniors. But if
Right.
they're only fine with just talking, you just put it on, turn it on, amplifies, change the volume, and you leave it at that volume after. And every time you turn it on, it stays there, so you don't have to keep changing it all the time, right? So that's another great thing. Yeah.
Amazing. So why was it important to you to design something that was stigma free?
So when I first started, because I have sight loss, right? But I thought of this with my cousin. They own factories in Asia, and I thought this bone conduction was really cool because it sits outside the ear, right? I'm like, I've seen this, but I was like, what if they can use it to like talk, right? Just to talk. And then there's really nothing out there until I sourced out to someone that was doing it, and it was just like a perfect match they made in heaven, you know. And now they love me because I'm their, you know, I'm the face of this, and they need me to, you know, bring this global, right? So I just think that having that open ear amplification is something that's revolutionary. It's something that people are gonna just the moment I bring it up, or people try it, they're just mesmerized, right? There's like, wow, like nothing in my ear, no earwax. So I love that, right? So just like no earwax, no like minimized tinnitus, just so lightweight, so easy to clean. Just take a little alcohol wipe it down. The fact that people don't need to be afraid of wearing hearing aids, they can actually put it aside now and wear this. So you know, when you wear something more, you tend to lose the other thing, right? So less chances of losing hearing aids, right? So we promote that, or people can combine it, or they can use it as a backup. Like, it's always nice to have a hearing aid and you have a backup, right? It's like a nice car and a backup car, you know, something, you know,
Yeah.
anything, right? So because some people are like, I have hearing aids, I don't need this. So, but then, or they're like, is this hearing aid event? We don't want to come. But I'm like, this is a non-medical assistive hearing device, open ear bone conduction amplification, right? So totally different. So now when I tell people, or I get the senior homes to tell them this is completely different than hearing aids, then more and more people start coming out because they're unhappy with hearing aids, but they will not come if it's another hearing aid company, right? So it shows like a lot. And of course, there are going to be people that like their hearing aids, and that's fine. You know, people can like it, but then there's a lot that don't. So I want to find out why that's the case, right? And our product totally just balances out everything that they don't do for the people that want something different. So, and it's good to have for people to have an option, and another option other than hearing aids, because that's what I always say, we're breaking barriers, we're disrupting the industry, right, of traditional hearing, right? So it takes time, but it's like once it gets out there and with all like the Dragon's Den and all that stuff later, I feel like millions of people are gonna watch it, and then people are gonna be like, okay, like, oh, we remember him from the event. Oh, he's really like, this is something now, you know, like, so it's not just some guy just like traveling around, like testing people with this product. It's like, I want to make this global. I want everyone to have access, like Africa, like, you know, Venezuela, like anybody, right? So one day, day at a time, right? But
this is how you do it. Yeah, you're going to be on Dragon's Den. And I mean, you sent some product to our own Stacey Chalemi, and I know her grandmother was testing it out, and because she had that issue with the TV, not being able to hear the TV better. So we're going to get into that conversation later on in your series to see how that panned out. But I can only imagine the changes that families will notice right away with this type of product, the clear conversations, less frustration, and so much more confidence. Have you seen confidence or mood improvements from people when they've started using this product?
Oh, 100%. I see families even happier, you know, because their parents can hear better, and you see how frustrated that their children are. They're like, please tell me this is going to work, because we're constantly yelling at each other. And then like, and for me, I have a really, my voice is easily projected. So a lot of seniors can hear my voice, but they can't hear their children because their children's voice is a little bit like lower or something like they just can't hear. And then they're like, I'm talking loud, but they can't hear it. I'm like, I don't think it's the loudness. Sometimes they just can't hear that specific pitch or something, right? So then they try it, and you know, most cases it works, some cases it doesn't, right? So I'm happy that most people work, but not everything's going to work for everybody. So people have to try it. It's a case by case scenario, but most people do work. So, and they have to be open to try something new, right? If they're already shut down and some seniors are like, I'm not willing to try anything else because hearing aids ruined it for them, you know, or, you know, they're like, this is not like, they're like, we don't trust technology anymore. But there's so many seniors that come up every year, and then we do like so many events, and it's like a senior expo that is in Calgary every year, and thousands of seniors come with their family members, and they come a lot for the free chocolates and the pens. They like to get the free they'll pack it up, and then they'll
come. Let's be honest.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, like they come back a couple of times. I'm like, hey, you were here earlier, but you know, but they also, they like the raffles. And then they also like to learn about, they came here for a reason, because these are technology events, right? Technology and services are like new for seniors. So, and the ones that do come, they're open-minded. Those are the ones I see maximizing potential. Now you see them watch TV, talk on the phone. They can use it for everyday purposes, where some will just rely on just the amplification. They don't have a cell phone, so they can't connect it to the cell phone, right? And about 70% of seniors don't have cell phones. They just use a landline. So you can actually put it towards the phone, like the landline phone, just use it like that too, right? So many, many purposes. And I don't remember if I sent Stacy the TV transceiver too. I'm pretty sure I might have. But that's the one that you connect to the TV. No longer have to blast it. You can mute the TV, and everything, all the sounds go from the transceiver into the headphone, because you pair it. And
that's
people can
exactly
just watch
what
it.
You sent her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah Brown
see
was
watch
gonna
it.
Try that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
report back on that later on in the
series.
Oh,
yeah. She'll like that one. Yeah, she'll like that one.
So why do you believe accessible, affordable solutions are so important right now?
Especially nowadays, people are more picky how they want to spend their money. Like, after COVID, people are, you know, lost so much money, lost their jobs, and just starting to get back on their feet, right? And it sucks because everything that happens in the economy affects everything, right? So some people are just barely scratching by, not even putting food on the table, let alone hearing, right? So this is more affordable. We made it non-medical for a reason. So If I made it medical, it'll be in the thousands, right? You put it through testing, I pay for testing. So I like to keep it that low level range so it can cater to anybody. And there's no, and when it's not medical, you can actually have it at Walmart, Best Buy, you can sell it to anybody. There's no restrictions. If it was medical, it'd have restrictions, except people can qualify for it, sure. But then there's a lot of negative factors with being medical, right? So I like the fact that it's non-medical, people still like it, and it's an assistive hearing device, so it assists, your hearing. It's not going to make it perfect, but some people they hear as good as night and day. It's like, and that's really what drives me because I see the faces. Some people cry, they're just like so happy they can hear, and I goof around with them, and some of them are just like eavesdropping on other seniors. And it's funny because me and one senior is talking about happy hour far further away. And the other senior in the beginning couldn't hear anything. And then all of a sudden she's like, wait, we're talking about happy hour? We're like, how'd you hear us? We're like so far away. She's like, sure, I can hear with this. And then I was like, all right, that's awesome, right? And everyone else was like, wow. And then let us try it. And it's like, and it lights them up because a lot of them are just, they have their hearing aids, they're holding it, and they're just like, just sad, right? And like, I've had people pull out the wires back because there's little wires coming out. And they'll take it out and they yank it too hard to fall and they ruin their hearing. It's just like that. It's just that easy, right? And they're like, do you know how to fix it? I was like, I don't. I'm sorry.
But I've
But
got a solution for
you can
you.
try this. And it's like, oh, felt really bad
Oh
for them.
man. Wow. So you've built some pretty strong relationships with seniors. What has this taught you personally?
They got thick skin. They're going through just like hearing loss, sight loss, health problems, like, and they're declining, right? But yet some of them are so happy and they're so vibrant. And you got some that are just really mad and miserable. But then you can't, and I understand why they're miserable, because I would be too, honestly, because not everyone's getting dealt the same hand. That's why you gotta be grateful for what you have, right? So I have sight loss. I could eventually be blind fully one day, but you gotta live for the moment. And right now my moment is helping people and seeing the happiness in their eyes. Some of them are even 105. You'd be like, well, why do they need to hear? It's like, because they want to hear the last couple of years they want in the world, right? And they want to hear their grandchild talk. And a lot of times at the dinner table, they can't hear them. And that is such an important part to them that they lose. And for us, it's like, oh, hearing their grandchild talk. Right? Because when we can hear people talk, it's not important. For them, it's like winning the jackpot. So big difference. And when I see how much it changes their life for such their lives for such an affordable price. I think that everyone should have had this in the beginning. I think that 8,000 is ridiculous to charge anybody, even if they have money, right? And I think they make it small on a purpose, so you lose them. So you got to keep buying them over and over again. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here and for sharing this beautiful product with us and our audience. If someone is listening right now and they want to get in touch with you, where can they do that?
Yeah, so either obviously online if they're not at my events, but I do do events like nationally, and but my website is www.theinnerflow, so Theinnerflow without the W .com or .ca. So we have an international one and a Canadian one, and we actually have new programs we've implemented. So we have a questionnaire on one of them where people that have not tried it in person can answer these questions, and then it'll tell them if you're a good fit or not. So that way they can get a 30-day money back guaranteed. It helps them know that if they're a good fit or not, and if they're not, then they don't have to buy it. So it helps me, so people are not refunding, right? So I offer this money back day back guaranteed now, 30 days really will help. And then I have a loan a flow program, which is only local, where I can lend people for 3 days so they can get used to it at home, where I get comfortable with the sounds and the components, and then they can buy. So it's like a lot of different things I'm catering to seniors with these new programs. My Instagram is The Flow Group. Yeah.
Amazing. Again, thank you for so much for being here today. Do you have any last minute things that you want to leave the audience with, or do you think we missed anything?
No, I believe we're gonna have more episodes, right? So I guess tune in for, this is just part one, I guess. So I guess
Yeah.
we're gonna hit a lot of other topics more in depth. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. This is one of those conversations that really makes you stop and think, because hearing just isn't about sound. It's about connection, relationships, and quality of life. And sometimes the smallest shift can bring someone back into the world around them. So, Michael, thank you so much for the work you're doing here today. And if this episode resonated with you or someone you know could benefit from this conversation, share it with them. You can learn more about Michael and his work, the Flow Group, at theinnerflow.com. That's theinner, INNERFLO, no W.com. And we will have all of this information in the show notes for you to access this easily. Stay tuned for the upcoming episodes as we dive deeper on these topics. Until next time, take care, everyone.